Mark's like, I don't know the end word, right? He's got to sit in this stupid lab for 5 years, you know, doing this, and then, whoa, penicillin. You know, sometimes, you know, the question about the work, like if you're asking later, but you know, just how do I see the work or something like that. I think that we really get like culture or whatever. It works hard to have us always have a little dash of self-loathing as artists, you know, about our work or something like that, you know. And I'm calling for a radical revolution against that. I'm just saying, if you just believe in the worth of this activity, you have faith in it. What's that art supposed to mean? A public art, the worst example in the world, right? That being bonehead and driving by, a car's got to understand it so it can be edified by it. You know, like, wow, racism, bad. Never thought of that. you know what I mean? That doesn't seem,
I have a question that is like, maybe I'm moving on from this conversation too fast. But like, how do you process value maybe everyone in here, but especially as people that have been around doing art longer, just like, how do you process value judgments that you receive from people? How do you do that? How do you process them? Like, how do you decide, like, what matters? Like, if somebody says that this thing that you're doing is really important, or that it's like total shit, like, how do you process that? And when are you like, okay, I buy that? And when are you like, no?
I mean, I don't know. I don't try to talk a lot. I think, like, sometimes, especially like a debriefing, sometimes after these guys, maybe I'll have visitors at St. Cloud, and some take a kind of a whooping, and they didn't know what they were in for, and so we have a little debriefing after. And I always just say, like, that's what I try to do too, I guess, when I think it's open that way too, where you just sort of let it in there in your ear, and you just let it sort of dunk around, and the stuff that makes sense, like a week later, it'll still be, you know, like, oh yeah, that is a fucked up surface, or yeah, I wish I'd done that. But a lot of the other stuff that maybe, you know, you asked about, that turned out like you didn't need to respond to, because you'd already figured something out, and somebody else looking at your work hadn't quite grasped yet, you know. And then that'll be just like, you know.
Well, and there's like something about, you know, when you're learning something, like you could be learning something tonight, right now, but in 3 years you might actually realize what's actually happening.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Like, it's still happening to me, you know, oh, I remember, you know. You'll do something on accident, you're like, oh, I remember, you know, I remember that teacher saying something about this. Or, you know, be like, I know what he's talking about. It's like, or you like discover a negative statement. You know, something very vague, it could be anything, but it's like, whoa, you know, it's like, well, right now, you know, you could hear something, and then 3 years it takes to click, or it could take 2 weeks, and then you're like, well, I know exactly what I want to get, you know, it's like that.
Yeah, like, I think
not only you can demand, you know.
No,
like,
yeah, it's not on your schedule, yeah.
You're going to teach me how to not give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, please, come on, throw it on me right now. No. You're either a fuck or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, the date that you give a fuck is going to be. I thought this was just smoking right here.
Yeah, I
freaked out for a second.
I haven't noticed a little saying that, though. Like, it's like, I comfort. I was thinking about when people were talking about the feelings and talking about it, kind of scared me last night. Like, I was feeling really dead for all of you, like, talking about how messed up you were on the interior and stuff, you know. Relate to that. It's sad anyway. And I thought this thing was just kind of eye comfort weakness by giving into it. That's like the perfect thing for art, too. Like, you just, that all these worries that you have about how it's going to go, and, you know, the more you just shed them, and if you can shed them, you know, about how people respond, or those are great questions, you know, like how people see it, or how they perceive it, what they get from it. But as far as you making your things, I kind of think maybe now that those aren't. I can't do anything with those, like Aaron was saying, I just can't do anything with that. You know, I want to like it, and again, that earnestness that you were talking about, you feel like you put it in there, and if people make us want to worry about the validity of what we're doing, and it's super, it's the only place I'm religious, but it's a real act of faith to think, I'm engaged in this thing of a pure heart, as best I can be, and I'm convinced it has worked and I can prove it.
But I think it's, for me anyway, it's important to also question that, and I think everybody has those insecurities, but I like the insecurities in a way, like, well, you know, and again, it's the tendency for me to say, like, I totally respect that person, and I love that they absolutely love my piece. They've got to be wrong. You know? wow, they really blew it this time. But, you know, that critiquing, like, why is my work legitimate? Why is what I do legitimate? That's always important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's not a new question.
It's not, no.
I mean,
I want you to say it's legitimate, and then I'd be really careful who you pick as the people get right. to tell you
well,
that. You
well,
know?
What if someone else is not, you don't pick them, but they're picked by everybody else? Like, if it's, like, a really well-known critic that's, like, people are like, they know their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do if they're like, this is really important, but you're like, I don't know, maybe I should keep... Like, how do you, like, stop from doing something that someone else thinks is a good idea that's like,
yeah.
maybe not, or...
You know, it's in books all the time. You read a book and you see artists that you really like and you see artists that you don't really like, but who knows, you know, other people can like people that you don't like. It's all taste. Issue.
Well, at some point, then, even if someone likes your work, and that you're told that you're supposed to respect, and you're not into it, are you going to make their work?
No, I just mean personally. Like, what do you guys do? Does that ever happen? Like, if someone like tells us, I don't know.
Yeah, tells us what like they really did something, or they think,
yeah,
well, that's a good.
So like everybody, yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you keep from like steering in that direction?
Sometimes you go to the world.
Well,
you
know,
kiss their butt and then talk shit.
We were talking about teaching history.
Artists, you become what you become interested in. And I think someone is saying it in a different way or about something else today. It's like, let's say when you were in, because you had the question, who got told they could draw well?
Yeah.
You know, and I think, that's a great question.
Yeah.
And I think, like, of all the artists who might have been, like, in the selector at, you know, a certain stage, the path you initially pick is because someone kind of treated you nice and said, hey, that's pretty cool, that painting you did. And I could have met somebody else and said, man, sculpture is where you're at. And, you know, you've been doing, and I think that's really funny. Or maybe how smart or what they're into. I've had a lot of teachers through my life that were really sort of like, you know, really hands-on and not too uber conceptual, like a kind of a more homey vibe that really appealed to me, and I think they bring out that homey, they brought that out in me, and then later you kind of, you know, you find different ways, and I think about that sometimes, like, and it's just directly what, to me, what you're talking about is, you hear a little something here, you hear a little something here, and each one kind of corrects your course, or puts you on the wrong course, or no.
Well, it changes it, and this is the thing that, I mean, there's an assumption to a question like that I think is so easy to make, that everybody makes at most points in their existence, and that is that you're some kind of immovable thing, and you get to decide how you're going to react to something.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say stuff, you react to it, and when people do something, you react to it, and it changes the way you make your work. I mean, I was spending, like, I had a decent job several years ago, and I was making decent money, doing the half-time design work and then teaching part-time. And I was spending like $800 on a photo to print and scan and frame this thing. $800, maybe even for the bigger ones more. No one bought the damn things.
Mm-hmm.
No one wrote about the damn things.
Mm-hmm.
No one seemed to care about them. Screw that. I'm not spending $800 on a photo that no one cares about. Especially when I didn't have my job anymore, I just did the teaching thing part-time. I mean, I would fully acknowledge that.
You would go crazy if you listen to some voice, like all these voices. And at some point, I think you have to like shut the door on the, and do what you do, you know?
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about, I did this thing at the Walker where they had us build on site. And it was halfway through it, and the thing was changing every day. And I built this one part, and I took it down. And the next day, I was talking to Richard Flood, the director, and he goes, Chris, I love the one part on the thing. And I just dismantled it, took it apart, and I was just like, fuck, I got it. Took a long part of that, you know? Like, yeah. But at one point, you have to just go, this is what I do, you know? This is.
So, like, confidence?
Yeah, I think so. It's just like this, that's the freedom of the artist, is like, to say, this is what I do.
And I don't think confidence is quite the right word. Yeah. It's like the leap that you make, like, okay, I'm doing it. And I'm not confident.
One thing is what we were talking about before, and like standing in
the faith kind of value.
So faith maybe is like a better word for it, like a leap of faith, literally, almost if you think about it.
I like leap of intuition.
Yeah. For me, like turning the voices off thing is like totally. It's like when I'm producing things, like at that moment when I'm actually producing things, which would seem, I don't know, it seems odd to me that that's when it happens, is like when I'm actually making the thing, but. That's when, like, I just become an idiot, and, like, people talk to me, and I'm just like, you know, it's like I'm talking to my nagging grandmother on the phone or something. I'm like, and I'm just like, I don't know, I don't hear anybody when I'm, like actually thinking something and, like, enjoying it. That's when I don't hear anything.
Well, now that situation, because we're just talking about Richard Flood, wow, that one, talk about that one, he heated up.
Yeah.
Flood says, fucking, you know, where's my favorite part?
That's what I'm asking about, is like that. Like, I'm glad you told me that story, because I feel better now.
You didn't have to do it.
Chris, you didn't try to remantle it, you didn't try to put it back together. That's why I see you go crazy. It's like when, you know, you're going to get credit how many times at school?
Well, school.
In 4 years.
Yeah.
You will go crazy if you try to negotiate your way.
But Chris, let's do the opposite for a second. Okay? So let's someone you respect, like a Richard Flood. Maybe they're right. Okay? Just because I've had Philippe in my studio. And he's like, you know, says the worst thing you can ever say to someone. And I had to, he's like, you know, there's a guy like you and every town's making a painting like that. And I'm like, oh, I just got really slapped upside the head. So you got to sit there and think about it going, is he right? He might be right.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, he changed the course of my work. And maybe it was a good thing. It doesn't mean I'm not going to go back to paint. So I think the voices, the clarity of the voices in your head, you choose. If you're listening to every whim and you got like five different people telling you five different things, you're going to know as an artist at some point, you're like, no. I need this photo and this thing. It's got to be there. And you'll know. I'm hoping you're going to know. And that's what we're training you guys for. Right? We're training each other for that. So.
Some people are super arrogant about it. Like,
right on, dude.
And my feeling is like what's interesting about it is that you can't kind of know. And that's what keeps it interesting. Because you're sitting all this long and you run into some.
You can't know, dude.
Like that thinks he knows every fucking thing in the world. And
he might have been wrong. And I could have just.
And he's got that job title to back him up, you know, and you're just Joe Schmuck there,
that's
you know
me.
What I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then he's, you know, so how's your opinion going to be the equal of his when, you know, maybe in conversation in the room? I think, I think you got it more together than he does,
right.
You know?
Right.
So, and it's funny when somebody gets that power position, it's like, well, that's what happens with teachers and students.
Absolutely.
Who wants a fucking expert, you know? If one person tells you one thing, the next person tells you another thing, and it's like, and eventually you land, I think, right where you're saying is that you hear it and you respect it, but you ultimately have to decide and wait long enough to see if any of that actually fucking makes sense.
Because the next character comes and says, well, why would you frame that? I'm like,
totally.
Because I'm framing it this way. This is the reason. I know now I respect you, but you're wrong.
Right.
So you know at some point you start to know your work.
Yep.
And a guy, are you guys at all familiar with Cranbrook? A little bit. There's artists in residence. So there's like one painting instructor, one sculptor. Cranbrook Academy of Art in Michigan. Yeah. It's like... You get like one guy in printmaking, one guy in sculpture, one guy, and it's an artist in residence. And they come in and review your work. If you don't make the review, you leave. They ask you to leave. There's no grades and no classes, so this is all you got. You get this one, two shots. And this architect guy comes and says, I don't understand why your painting's not a website. right? It's like, because it was the moment of clarity as a person who's trying to become an artist, who I went, I know more than you.
Yeah.
You're the expert, but I know more than you right now, and there's a reason why it's not a website or a screensaver, and this is why, and I actually was able to go through it. I think you maybe just did it to make me do that. You know? But that moment I did know, and actually that was one of those remarkable moments where you go, clarity, this is why, and I needed to be able to do that. Otherwise, you're just going, yeah, it should be a website. It's a good idea.
And I think, like, the most powerful thing, like money. It's like,
yeah, right.
You start selling your work, and it's like, all of a sudden, they bought your blue painting for so much money. And then you're like, well, I was just going to do red paintings. But, you know, why would you even, like, consider listening to some rich guy from New York that loved your work, you know?
Blue.
I don't know, but it's hard to stop making blue paintings.
Right. Yeah.
He never wrote a few.
Right on.
Yeah.
He wrote horses and sold them. You know, but there's people like horses, but that's a good strategy. The horses are yachts.
Things go through the
yachts. But I don't know. I mean, she's been making those horses for 40 years, you know, minor variations. Yeah. We knew her really not much. She's a nice lady.
Really? Oh. Remarkably not very
good. She's making those blue paintings over and over, the one that sold.
Are you in a horse? Really? I can hear it. Sadly, most of us haven't had the wrong
script. Yeah. I thought you were working with boogers. Why don't you work with boogers anymore?
Well, there's like 20 people in here.
That's fine. I think graduate school my life because I was making these things and people come into church, it's first Instagram, it's just making things out of this paper pulse stuff. I've seen a lot of dad material choices. And finally, when it's thread, you know, it's like, why do you want me to come to the house? I can't get the sense to do what I want. I said, Mel was getting quizzed, I watched you do these certain materials and found some things. I couldn't get suspended to do what I want.
I'm running into someone, aren't
you? Did she say that?
No, no, it was real. Yeah, she did.
Where did she say that?
In grad school in our little office at that studio. But they have the opinion was there. We have our faculty reviews in graduate school. And not just the people you work with, but every goober on the faculty would be obliged to come to your studio and give you their piece of advice.
Yeah.
We had this woman, Jane Kowalski, apparently in her 40s. She was an amazing designer, but she was like some sea hag now. And, you know, not, mostly her personality, not her age. And you know what she made? This is no bullshit. She made those little sculptures that you make by stacking four marbles and putting a little piece of leather for a tail. That's what she showed in the back of the show, unironically. And she would come around to your studio, and you're trying to think like this, and you'd have to talk to Jane Van Alstyne about, you know, like how stupid your work was, or, you know, like really? You make marble mummies.
Get a job.
lunch, and then he says, oh, you know, I'm sitting there half hour waiting. Shows up, tells him he didn't want to be there, says, looks around for a little while, yeah, I can't tell if this is really good or really bad. That's good. See you
later. And in a way, what it really comes down to, the good people compared to the bad people, it comes down to engagement and them caring and being engaged. Because when I got in McKnight 4 years ago or something, we had two curators come through and look at our work. And one of them was totally engaged, and it was 2 hours or plus of good conversation about whatever the hell, and it was great and enjoyable. And then it was this other curator, and, you know, one was a writer, and this woman had, you know, a pretty good, like, reputation in terms of, like, she was working at a great, nice institution in that. She just didn't really care, and it didn't really matter what she was going to say, because she wasn't going to say anything good because she didn't really care, you know, and she didn't, no, four people, you know, there could hardly have been four different artists, and none of them, everyone thought that the one guy was great, and everyone, the total consensus that she was totally unengaged and uninterested. You know, it's like, you're interesting if you're engaged, and you're boring if you're not.
Yeah, and I think that if you want to communicate with civilians or something like that, that holds true there too, because some civilians just totally are interested, and they're open to it, and
you can talk to them.
You can talk to them, but you talk to anybody that was interested or engaged. That's what I really feel like. I want to engage with you. You can give it a couple of tries, but...
Hey, Luke, before we like, whenever we close this down, I want to make sure you let everyone know about our show that's coming up. It's a plug. This is the plug time. I'm plugging.
Okay.
Well, I'm asking Luke to plug for us.
Yeah, well, I think I've talked about it with some people, but August 27th, we're going to have a live performance / video recording of a TV show called Let's Paint TV. Instructional painting techniques along with instructional exercise and food preparation.
And comments,
yeah, so you can be able to ask me questions.
Bruce, do you endorse this?
It's incredible.
And is this going to be broadcast live too? I don't think we're doing the live web stream, but we are going to be recording, and it's going to be an episode of this TV show.
Okay. So we'll be on YouTube.
Public access and sort of morphed into other things.
Oh,
so he's
been on America's Got Talent, and they did David Hasselhoff's portrait. And she's been on the Tyra Banks show.
Wow.
Portrait. Wow.
So on the treadmill?
On the treadmill, yep. He runs like a treadmill. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He gives him positive energy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. What was that? Yeah, so yeah.